This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Yelsa Gutierrez. Date of birth is January the 4th, 1969. Case ID number is 508-6571. Date of the exam, April the 27th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Corpus Christi Medical Center. Dr. Brim, dated 11/1/2022. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old separated female with six children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, hypertension, comma, history of hepatitis C, comma, and osteoarthritis of the right wrist and hand. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a provider for 3 years, working 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She also worked as a cook for 1 year and did house cleaning at a motel for 2 years. During that time that she worked at house cleaning, she worked a full-time job. She presently lives in a trailer and is not receiving disability benefits. The claimant also states that she spent most of her life as a housewife and taking care of her children. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension. Number 3, hepatitis C. Number 4, osteoarthritis of the right wrist and hand. History of allegations. Diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 60 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does have nephropathy and has been diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet. She does check her blood glucose 3 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 120 to 350 milligrams / DL. Her last reading was 176 milligrams / DL. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C is, but she states at this present time she's taking metformin 1,000 milligrams BID and Novalin 70/30, 15 units BID. She appears to be fairly stable, although she states that she has difficulty getting her blood glucose levels closer to 100. Allegation number 2, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020 she was having shortness of breath and frontal headaches along with blurred vision. She denies any chest pain. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident. But she has been told that she has chronic kidney disease, stage 3. She was started on lisinopril, 10 milligrams POQD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 198 over 107 mmHg. A second reading was 169 over 96 mmHg. Her blood pressure readings are borderline high and do not appear to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number 3, hepatitis C. The claimant states that in 1990, she was diagnosed with hepatitis C. She states the character of the pain is a dull pain located in the right upper quadrant area, and she states that she feels like there is a mass in that area. She has had a cholecystectomy performed in 2016. But states that she can have pain in that upper area all day long. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea 3 times per day, and weakness. She denies any melanoma or hematemesis. She does also complain of constipation, which she does have occasionally, and states that she can be constipated up to 7 days. The claimant has lost approximately 15 pounds within the last year. She is food intolerant to greasy foods and chili. She was diagnosed with hepatitis C with gastritis / constipation, and she has been treated for hepatitis. Allegation number 4, osteoarthritis of the right wrist and hand. The claimant states that in 2019, she developed severe osteoarthritis of the right wrist and hand. She also suffers from a trigger finger of the right middle finger. No x-rays were performed, and she denies any fracture, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. She does have occasional problems with her right middle finger secondary to tendonitis and symptoms of a trigger finger. She is presently on ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID for pain, which does give her relief. She does no physical activity of walking. She has not seen a physician at this time and states that she goes to the Mission Hospital emergency room when she feels sick. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, but no strenuous exercises. Family history: the father died at the age of 60 from cirrhosis of the liver. Her mother died at the age of 64 from a cerebral vascular accident, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Medications: metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, Novalin, 70/30, 15 units BID, sub-Q, lisinopril, 10 milligrams POQD. Medical problems: hypertension, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, with a history of urolithiasis and pyelonephritis of the left kidney with placement of a stent. Insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of hepatitis C, which has been treated, peri-aortic lymphadenopathy, pyelonephritis, left hydronephrosis with left hydroureter, diagnosed on 7/4/2022. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant has a history of drinking 1 6-pack per week for 7 years. Delirium tremors: the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any history or use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. She does use marijuana. The last time she used it was in January 2023. Communicable diseases: the claimant does have a history of hepatitis C, which she states was treated. She denies any history of HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 179 pounds. Height, 59¾ inches tall. BP, 198 over 107 mmHg. Second reading, 169 over 96 mmHg. Heart rate, 95 beats per minute. Respiration, 19 respirations per minute. oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 35, general. This is a 54-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft but tender in the right upper quadrant and flank area and was mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted. The claimant does appear to have some mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Skin, no lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant does have multiple tattoos over her body. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness except in the right upper quadrant of her abdomen. Mild joint swelling, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. The claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant does have a right middle finger, trigger finger, with problems with tendonitis in that digit. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was +4/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, but pin, prick, and position sense was normal. No, there is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control was normal for the left hand and mildly abnormal for the right hand, secondary to a middle finger trigger digit problem. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand and to a lesser extent with the right, secondary to a right middle finger, trigger finger. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength for the right side at +4/5. but normal for the left side at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right hand, but normal for the left. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to uncontrolled hypertension, which is borderline high. Probable diagnoses, number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, type 2, being treated at this time. The claimant appears to be fairly well controlled. However, she has been told that she has chronic kidney disease, stage 3, at this time. Number 2, high blood pressure, being treated at this time, appears to be borderline high. Blood pressure was 198 over 107 mmHg. Second reading was 169 over 96 mmHg. She has been notified of her high blood pressure reading. Number 3, hepatitis C, has been treated in 2016 and has not been reevaluated. Number 4, osteoarthritis of the right wrist and hand. Not confirmed with x-rays. She does have a right middle finger, trigger finger, which occasionally gives her problems. Otherwise, she has a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Yelsa Gutierrez.